The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. And we begin with this one from Good Housekeeping, their cleaning lab article. Question, we're hosting guests this year. How can I spruce up my front entry? Answer, your foyer is the gateway to your home, and whether it's cozy or spacious, it needs to make a good first impression. It's also one of the busiest spots, so keeping it clean and organized is challenging. Make tidying this area easier by first decluttering it. Start by removing everything that is better stored elsewhere, like mail, shoes, coats, bags, and backpacks. If you must keep some of these items handy, use organizing trays, baskets, hooks, and racks, or add pretty lidded ottomans or boxes, which let you tuck items out of sight and can double as seating. If you have a closet in your entry, keep it only for items you need on the go. Once it's clear, follow these tips to make sure it's always guest ready. 4 entry cleaning steps. First, tackle the floor. Nothing renews a space prone to tracked in dirt like a quick vacuuming. Stash a slim rechargeable stick vacuum nearby to pick up dust and debris quickly. Flip over small mats and vacuum the backs to push out embedded dirt, then suck up the grit from the floor. 2. Refresh wood. Dusting is key, but tables, railings, and even chair arms need a deeper cleaning to remove the tacky buildup that comes from greasy hands and airborne particles. Wipe them with wood or kitchen cabinet cleaner to degunk and restore the smooth feel. 3. Make glass sparkle. Hazy mirrors, lights, and glass doors are signals that a space needs cleaning. Skip drippy sprays and use a damp microfiber cloth instead. Buff with a dry one to zap streaks. First, clean interior glass, then do the exterior to keep your cloth from getting dirty fast. And 4, repeat outside. Before anyone even steps inside your front door, they're having a look around outside. Shake out the mat and sweep the porch clean of debris. Brush webs from the mailbox, doorbell, and door frame. Give outdoor lights a wipe so they'll gleam as guests leave. And tested for you, 3 tools for a tidy foyer. Super slim vac. This Eufy Skinny Mini is powerful both as a hand vac and a stick vac. It has mopping pads, a mini motorized tool to nap pet hair, and more. It's the Eufy, EUFY, Home Vac H30 Infinity, $200 at eufy.com, EUFY.com. Wood Restorer. Mild yet effective, furniture chic's cleaner took tacky grime and water spots off of chair arms with a wipe. It's the Furniture Clinic Wood Cleaner, $10, available on Amazon. And a glass polisher, Aspen Cleans Cloth, cleans and shines glass, dry or with just water. It trapped dirt and zapped streaks lightning fast. It's the Aspen Clean Glass Microfiber Cloth, $10, aspenclean.com, aspenclean.com. From Good Housekeeping, set the mood with fall foliage. Kick off the season with an inviting table that's fit for celebrating indoors or al fresco. Start by arranging dinnerware in earthy hues, then bring on the cheer with vases full of greenery and tall burgundy branches like eucalyptus and autumn oak. Let lanterns filled with pillar candles in different heights cast a warm glow. As a finishing touch, add bunches of red and green berries between place settings. From Real Simple, what makes my turkey day? Nearly everyone who celebrates Thanksgiving sits down to the same classics. Turkey, Americans buy about 45 million, a star carama of sides, maybe that canned cranberry sauce with the uncannily perfect ridges. But what makes the day truly special is our family traditions. In the spirit of sharing, we've gathered a cornucopia of rituals from Real Simple staffers and friends. Here they are. My family is a mix of Alaska Native and Native American, and for as long as I can remember, we've had a saying, Native Americans eat pie for breakfast. We have no idea where it came from, but it's good enough excuse for us. We bake the day before and eat pie in the morning before we cook. And that was Anna Doreau, Real Simple's assistant editor. Next, our Thanksgivings have always been raucous affairs. We cook in my mother's tiny New York City kitchen, with my dad taking up the counter to pour a round of martinis and my sister trying to sneak apples into the stuffing. At the end of the meal, after my grandfather performs his traditional amateur magic show, and after many glasses of wine, we get to the real party, the sing-along. My dad plays guitar, and we know his entire repertoire from the band to the Beatles. We make a pretty good family band. And that was J. Kenji Lopez-Alt, author of The Walk, The Food Lab, and Every Night is Pizza Night. Her last name, Lopez-Alt. And when I lived in Tennessee, my twin sisters worked in retirement homes. Our family Thanksgiving ritual was to visit the residents and bring them warm, cozy socks. Years later, we learned that when people would ask what to donate, warm socks were at the top of the list. And that was Leslie Jordan, actor, singer, and author of How Y'all Doing? Misadventures and Mischief from a Life Well Lived. And if you didn't already know, Leslie passed on just recently. For us, the day's TV highlight is the National Dog Show. We poll for the Havanese in honor of our own Pepper. It's fun to see the variety, the really big, really small, really fluffy, and sometimes kind of ugly dogs. And one of the hosts is John O'Hurley, the guy who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. The whole thing is a delight. And that was Jenna Helwig, Real Simple's food director. My parents throw a Bloody Mary party on Thanksgiving morning for the friends and family who aren't coming to dinner. There's a Bloody Mary bar with toppings, celery, dill pickles, blue cheese stuffed olives, limes, and appetizers like bacon-wrapped duck and pheasant. It's the perfect way to spend time with people we wouldn't otherwise see. And that's Lily Gray, Associate Home Commerce Editor at Dot-Meredith. Happy returns. We do a live call-in Thanksgiving Day radio show called Turkey Confidential, which we record in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I actually spend Thanksgiving about 1,000 miles away from my family in New York. I get back from home. I get back home just in time to have pie that night with my wife and daughter and our neighbors who take them in every year as guests. So yes, the My Turkey is Burning, Help Me Save It guy has not had to make a turkey himself for about 15 years. But that welcome home slice of pie? Heaven. And that was Francis Lamb, host of American Public Media's The Splendid Table. Excuse me. And the last one, my dad always grilled our Thanksgiving turkey. It was never seamless, but it was always delicious. My husband used to joke that he ditched his own family because our turkey was so good. Unfortunately, my dad passed away suddenly at the start of the pandemic. I have a lot of regrets, and I particularly wish one of us had learned his turkey grilling secrets. The last few years, we've just picked up a few Costco rotisserie chickens. It hasn't been the same, obviously, so we're going to give the grill a go this year. I'm sure the attempt won't even compare to his handiwork, but at least his tradition will continue. From Woman's Day, a good game plan. Let's see. Have an absolute ball. Make lasting memories and maybe even trounce a smug loved one or two during Game and Puzzle Week, November 20th to 26th. Beat That is the name of a game. This has everything you need to compete in 160 hilarious, easy-to-learn challenges like stacking dice using cup hands. $25, available on Amazon. Another one, Rabbit Hole. You'll find out all the weird things people search for on the internet and trick people into believing your made-up search queries. also $25 on Amazon. Throw Burrito Extreme Outdoor Edition. This combines cards with giant inflatable burritos you launch at your opponents. What's more fun than that? $30 at Target. And Brain Freeze, as everyone rushes to answer the icebreaker-type questions, some hilarious secrets may spill out in the process. That one's $15 on Amazon. From Real Simple, what's the one topic you always avoid at Thanksgiving dinner and why? Calories. No one should have to think or feel guilty about the number of calories they consume on Thanksgiving or ever. This is just all their readers have written in about this. The next one, Meemaw won't let us talk about politics. We ain't getting none of her homemade sweet potato pie if we do. There are a lot of exes in our family, and even though most of the splits were amicable, I try to keep the focus on the current family members and our future together. Negativity from the past detracts from the positive vibe of gathering as a family. Next, recipes, especially when the group is large. Everyone seems to have their own variations on all the essentials, and it can get hostile. This is what topics do you avoid? Our family lake cottage. Otherwise, every holiday turns into an endless debate of renovate or sell. Next one. We don't avoid any topics. In fact, we set the stage for the new year by announcing our word of the year. It's our family's way of focusing on an area of our lives that needs attention. Come December, I memorialize the word of the year with a Christmas gift. Someone else, when my husband and I will start having children. That's a taboo subject. Politics. We're a multi-generational household with a lot of opinions. Sticking to everyday life, children's interests and accomplishments, new jobs, engagements, family additions. That all makes gathering so much more enjoyable. Another, money. When my parents were alive, we never spoke about it, period. That seems to have carried over to our generation. The youngest generation in our family is much more open about it, and my husband, brother, and I are open with our kids, not just at dinner. Another, when my family gets together, we don't talk about COVID, immunizations, or masks. Some family members believe that the pandemic is a hoax. It makes for awkward silences, but we're still family and love each other dearly. Next, parenting styles. The generational gap on the matter is quite evident in our family. Another, never bring up which Real Housewife is the best, because we all know it's Dorinda Medley, Aunt Helen. Alrighty. From Women's Day, November 25th, Buy Nothing Day. Spend less, share more. Help reduce waste and potentially score great secondhand items free of charge on November 25th, Buy Nothing Day. Download the Buy Nothing app or find your local Buy Nothing group on Facebook to participate with neighbors in giving, lending, borrowing, and sharing goods and services. Learn more at buynothingproject.org, BUYNOTHING, excuse me, project.org. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leader, WD's Rabbi in Residence. There is evidence that the pilgrims modeled the first Thanksgiving after a festival in the Hebrew Bible called Sukkot, which stands for booths in Hebrew, during which the ancient Israelites made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to give thanks to God for their harvests. Along the way, each family lived in a little temporary hut called a sukkah. Ever since, Jews have observed the biblical commandment to eat and sleep in a similar hut for an entire week each fall. Excuse me. Every year when I put up my sukkah in the backyard, I remember the first time my son, then 5, my daughter, then 2, and I built one together. It was a little rickety, but that's how everything I assemble at home looks. I had our first backyard sukkah camping trip all planned. Ghost stories, songs, jokes, and deep talk about the distant stars and whether or not God put them there, and about why goldfish and grandparents die and where they go when they do. Then we'd sip some hot chocolate and drift off to sleep. Most of the hot chocolate spilled on our sleeping bags, cats made scary noises, backs got sore, and then at 5 a.m. we felt the spray of the automatic sprinklers I'd forgotten to turn off. Drenched and shivering, we made the world's shortest pilgrimage back into the house. Those flimsy booths don't really offer much protection. Instead, they expose us to life's little miseries. Soon, most Americans will be seated before heaping platters of our Thanksgiving favorites. We will take our turns offering thanks, mentioning the many in our nation who are not as fortunate as we, and remembering those from Thanksgiving's past who are no longer with us. Just over 50 colonists attended the original Thanksgiving in 1621. They were the only ones to have survived the first brutal winter, when an epidemic killed nearly half the original group, reportedly leaving only 4 women alive. Maybe what Sukkot and Thanksgiving are really all about is remembering the cold, so we will appreciate the warmth. A little fragility, so we appreciate the people we love who give us strength. A tiny serving of homelessness and an acknowledgement of the many whose tables and platters are bare, so we'll appreciate the material richness of our lives. A reminder that even the best life is fragile and temporary, exposing us sometimes to the cold, and of what a blessing the warmth of loved ones gathered around the table truly is. From Real Simple, use your good stuff every day. After losing her husband, Erica Finnemore stopped saving her nice things for later and started celebrating the now. Erica is the home director at Real Simple. When I was growing up, there were lots of pretty things around our home that were only to be used on special occasions. The fine china was brought out strictly for Thanksgiving, and the crystal vase, which my parents had received for their wedding in the 80s, sat on our baker's rack collecting dust. When I got engaged, I followed the same pattern. I registered for lovely wine glasses and gilded ceramic plates, then hid them away once they arrived. My fiancé John and I had been together for 8 years, so we had some of our own things, like our mix-and-match, not on purpose, IKEA flatware, which we strangely kept using instead of the beautiful Onida set we received. We would save it all for a special occasion, we said. Then, 4 months after our wedding, John was diagnosed with glioblastoma, an incurable brain cancer. We spent the next 2 years in and out of hospital rooms and doctor's offices, and though we were at home for plenty of time during those days, we weren't throwing the lavish dinner parties we'd imagined, and we would never get to because he passed away before our 3rd wedding anniversary. 6 months later, when I moved out of our shared apartment and into a new one on my own, I looked at those untouched things and realized we'd been saving them for a day that never came. Why hadn't we swapped out our hodgepodge flatware or toasted with those delicate glasses? Why didn't we drag out the fancy coffee machine to fuel us on all those tough days? I realized, too late, that just being together was reason enough to use the good stuff. Since then, I've stopped waiting around for that elusive special occasion, and I use our lovely things just because. I eat leftovers off our wedding china, sometimes, and the grossly expensive vase that now holds cheap grocery store flowers. Because why not? It sounds cheesy, but tomorrow isn't a guarantee for any of us, so every day we're here is worth celebrating and worthy of matching stemware, too. And from Good Housekeeping, cranberry baked brie. Active time is 10 minutes, total time is 30, and it'll serve 8. We need 1/4 cup of honey, 1/4 cup fresh or frozen cranberries, 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper, 2 2-inch strips of orange peel plus orange zest for serving, 2 sprigs of fresh thyme plus more for serving, an 8-ounce wheel of brie or camembert, 2 to 3 tablespoons deeply roasted almonds, roughly chopped, crackers and sliced baguette for serving. Heat oven to 350. In a small saucepan, combine honey, cranberries, pepper, orange peel, and thyme and bring to a simmer. Simmer, stirring occasionally and lightly smashing the cranberries until cranberries have softened and syrup slightly thickens 2 to 3 minutes. Discard orange peel and thyme. Transfer to a bowl and let cool for 10 minutes. Place brie in a 6-ounce cast iron skillet. Spoon cranberry syrup on top and bake until cheese is soft, 7 to 9 minutes. Top with almonds, additional thyme, and orange zest if desired. Serve with crackers and sliced baguette. From Real Simple, citrus beet salad, active and total thyme are both 20 minutes, and it serves 6. It says a half cup olive oil, quarter cup fresh lemon juice from 2 lemons, 1 tablespoon maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of white miso, which it says is optional, and there is a note, if you skip the miso, add more salt. 2 cloves of garlic, grated on a microplane, about a teaspoon, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, 1.5 teaspoons kosher salt divided, 1 large head of radicchio, roughly chopped, about 5 cups, 5 ounces of baby arugula, these are lots of greens, 1 8.8-ounce package of pre-cooked beets, such as love beets, chopped, 4 oranges, such as navel, blood, and or mandarin, peeled and sliced into 1/4-inch rounds, 2 ounces Parmesan cheese, finely grated, and 1/2 cup lightly salted pistachios, chopped. Combine oil, lemon juice, syrup, miso if you're using, garlic, pepper, and 3/4 teaspoon salt in a jar. Cover tightly with lid and shake well. Toss radicchio and arugula with 1/2 of the dressing, about 1/2 cup. Add 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl. Transfer leaves to a serving platter. Add beets to the bowl. Toss with 1/4 cup dressing and remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt. Arrange beets on top of the leaves. Top with oranges and drizzle with remaining 1/4 cup dressing. Sprinkle with cheese and pistachios. As a make-ahead, the dressing can be refrigerated for up to 2 days. And Real Simple also gives us a little article here. Pick your pour. Wine has to work hard on Thanksgiving, complementing widely varying flavors and softening the sharp edges of family interactions. Your best bet? Keep it simple. Choose 1 red and 1 white to take you from appetizers to dessert. Sommelier Lydia Richards, founder of Vino Concierge, suggests a light or medium-bodied red like Pinot Noir or Gamay. For white, something more acidic such as a dry Riesling, Chenin Blanc, or Albarino will help balance the meal's richness. Or lean into bubbles. Food-friendly sparkling wine tends to have higher acidity, which helps cleanse the palate, Richards says, so every sip leaves you ready for the next buttery bite. How to buy? Richards ballparks 1 to 2 glasses per guest per hour. So do the math. Multiply the duration of your gathering by the size of your crowd. Then multiply that number by 2 to be safe for the total number of glasses you might need. Each bottle contains about 5 glasses, depending on how generous your pour is. Get a few more bottles in case and make sure everyone toasts the cook. From Woman's Day, Southern Style Spoon Rolls. 15 minutes is your active time. Total is 40, and it makes 24 for a nice size gathering. We need 1 1/4-ounce package of active dry yeast, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 cups warm water, 100 to 110 degrees, 4 cups self-rising flour, 2/3 of a cup chopped tender herbs, such as parsley, basil, dill, and chives, 1 large egg slightly beaten, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/2 cup or 1 stick unsalted butter melted, plus more for the muffin pans. Heat oven to 400. In a bowl, combine yeast, sugar, and water. Let sit until foamy 4 to 6 minutes. If mixture does not foam, discard and start again. Stir in flour, herbs, egg, salt, and butter. Butter two 12-cup muffin pans and divide batter among the cups. Bake until golden brown 20 to 24 minutes. And another from Woman's Day, shaved Brussels sprouts with country ham. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes, and this serves 8. We need 3 tablespoons olive oil, 2/3 of a cup chopped country ham, 2 shallots sliced, 1.5 pounds of Brussels sprouts trimmed and thinly sliced, 1/2 cup golden raisins, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, kosher salt and pepper, 1/2 cup pecans toasted and roughly chopped. Heat oil in large skillet on medium high. Add ham and shallots and cook, stirring occasionally until golden brown, 4 to 6 minutes. Add Brussels sprouts and raisins and cook, tossing occasionally until warm and just beginning to wilt, 3 to 4 minutes. Toss with vinegar and 1/2 teaspoon each, salt and pepper, then the pecans. From Real Simple, in season, fresh figs. If Newton's are your fig delivery system of choice, know that this time of year, fresh is a real treat. Look for the Mission variety, striped tigers, and nutty brown turkeys. Shop for plump fig fruits that give a little when squeezed, and embrace the wrinkles. They're a sign of concentrated flavor. Store in the fridge for up to a week in a single layer to avoid damaging the delicate fruit. Slice over yogurt or toast glazed with honey. Bake into breads, cakes, and tarts. If you're blessed with a big haul, simmer with sugar and citrus for preserves that dress up sandwiches, pizza, and cheese. From Woman's Day, a fresh cranberry apple relish. Active time 10 minutes, total 2 hours and 10, and it serves 8. We need 1 12-ounce package of fresh cranberries, 1 Granny Smith apple, cored and chopped, 2 scallions, thinly sliced, 2 teaspoons orange zest, plus 1/3 cup orange juice, 3 tablespoons sugar, kosher salt, and pepper. In a food processor, pulse the cranberries until chopped. Transfer to a bowl and fold in apple, scallions, orange zest, and juice, sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Refrigerate until ready to serve. From Good Housekeeping, keep it hot. It's a classic holiday conundrum. With limited oven and stovetop space, how do you keep dishes warm until it's time for the main event? We've got you covered. Mashed potatoes. Use your multi-cooker's warm function to make sure spuds stay table-ready without getting gummy. If mashed potatoes get stiff, whisk in a splash of warm milk. Gravy. A well-insulated container is great for transporting hot liquids, but it's also handy for keeping gravy piping hot at home. When it's time to eat, just stir, then pour into a gravy boat. And roasted vegetables. Even oven space is precious, so enlist the aid of your air fryer. It can be used to cook up crispy, caramelized, roasted vegetables, e.g. those sprouts, or quickly reheat anything in a pinch. We've run out of time for today's episode. Be sure and listen next time, and have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.